Bernie Sanders didn't win California's Democratic presidential primary last year, but his platform is getting real traction in the California state legislature. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports Assembly Democrats are putting forth a plan they say will allow in-state college students to graduate debt-free.
The goal is to help students whose families earn too much money to be fully covered by existing financial aid programs like Cal Grants and the Middle Class Scholarship, but not enough to fully foot the cost of attending college. Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon says the program would also cover costs beyond tuition, like room, board, and textbooks.
The bottom line is that with our degrees, not debt proposal, California is taking the boldest step in the nation toward making college debt-free.
Families would still be expected to chip in, as would students, through part-time jobs. The proposal would instead use state funding to cover what student loans are expected to cover now, a cost pegged at $1.6 billion, which would be phased in over 5 years. That cost drew concern from Governor Jerry Brown's administration, as well as Republican Assemblyman Rocky Chavez.
It falls short because they're not dealing with the structural problems of the CSUs or the UCs, and they're focusing strictly on money. And it's not just a money problem. It's a leadership problem.
But the proposal echoes a key plank of Bernie Sanders' presidential platform, free tuition at public colleges and universities. And it follows a bill introduced last month that seeks to create a single-payer health care system in California. That's no coincidence, says Ben Tolchin, the San Francisco-based pollster who worked for the Sanders campaign.
Many people within the Democratic Party are recognizing that you can't be incremental in this moment. You have to think big. You need big, bold solutions to the serious problems we're facing as a country and as a state.
Even if those proposals stall or get scaled back before they pass. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.